Yesterday, we told you about efforts to measure peace and quiet in the Grand Canyon. It's the only national park with a mandate to restore natural sound. Well, the Park Service is gathering natural sound in dozens of parks across the country. The idea is to protect visitors and wildlife from unwelcome noise. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
I'm driving into Saguaro National Park in southern Arizona. It's probably the way most people are visiting America's national parks this summer, in a car, air conditioner on, radio or CD playing. Well, Karen Trevino says we're missing something.
Close your eyes and open your ears and listen to the sounds. And get a sense for yourself of the splendor and the beauty.
Karen Trevino is head of the Park Service's Natural Sounds Program, which for 4 years has been collecting sounds like these. Wolves and ravens in Yellowstone. Songbirds in Yukon Charley River's National Preserve in Alaska. A stream in Great Smoky Mountains National Park, all recorded using remote microphones. So far, sound has been recorded in about 20 of the country's 388 national parks. The goal, though, is not to preserve natural sound in recordings, but to have a baseline from which to preserve it in the wild.
What we are doing right now is trying to set up a nationwide acoustic monitoring system throughout all national parks, much like we do with air and water currently.
That's right. They're monitoring for noise pollution, because the natural soundscape is a resource for visitors who repeatedly say in park surveys that they value it, and for other species. Listen to an airplane flying over Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming, while an elk on the ground bugles for a mate.
There are a lot of species of wildlife that are dependent upon the ability to hear sound, either to find food or avoid being someone else's food, to find a mate or to propagate, find shelter or safe nesting grounds.
Airplanes are a disruption in many parks. So are boats, or in Yellowstone in winter, snowmobiles. Because of noise and air pollution, the Park Service has greatly restricted snowmobile tours in Yellowstone. Tour operators like Al Elvina now use fewer, cleaner, and quieter machines.
As far as noise is concerned, there's mufflers on these machines. They're almost like a Subaru automobile as far as that's concerned. As they say, they're about 35% more expensive type machine, but they do solve a lot of the problems that people had issues with.
The Park Service says it tries to strike a balance between natural quiet and visitor activities. But at some parks, sounds like this are considered appropriate. That's William Horncloud singing a Sioux Rabbit song at Agate Fossil Beds National Monument in Nebraska. That's a Civil War battle reenactment at Manassas Battlefield National Park in Virginia.
It's a noise that I would consider appropriate in a national battlefield, and I think that from a visitor standpoint, there's a pretty high expectation that that's the type of sound that you would hear.
So what's appropriate depends on the purpose of the park. But what do you think Karen Trevino has discovered is the biggest source of inappropriate sound? Loud visitors? Airplane tours? Nope.
Most sounds come from Park Service operations. So whether it's a laundry truck or a jackhammer from some road construction or building a visitor center.
Trevino says the Park Service is just starting to realize it needs to manage even its own sound. Awareness is the first goal of the Natural Sounds Program. Awareness that people come to national parks not just to see the beauty, but to hear it too. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.